Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As the new year begins, it is important to look back at pasture and forage production conditions to understand what to focus on for the coming year. Stick around and I'll reflect on forage and pasture production conditions in 2025. In May, near the beginning of the growing season, about 70% of the range and pasture across much of Nebraska was in poor to fair condition. This was likely due to lingering drought effects from 2024, which extended into 2025. Like 2023 and 2024, managing forage and pasture production during drought was also the story for at least the first half of 2025. In a few areas, alfalfa production was good, and in some cases, above average. The challenge was to find a harvest window with several consecutive days of dry weather. This was also the case for much of the prairie hay, much of which had lower than expected forage quality. Late summer brought more widespread precipitation, which allowed some pasture recovery across much of Nebraska. The mid-December drought monitor showed abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions continuing in the Nebraska Panhandle and the eastern one-third of the state. The southern tier of counties, along with a swath through the central Nebraska sand hills, were reported to be near normal. Thankfully, many areas ended the year in better shape than they started. For 2026, it will be important to focus on early season forage and grazing management practices for range and pastures, especially those in eastern Nebraska and the Nebraska Panhandle. Join Ben Beckman next time for ideas to improve your pastures for 2026. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage System Specialist Darren Redfern.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.